This is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night show. And it's me, Stephanie, with you, your host.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us tonight on the ProXPN toll-free call-in line at 855-450-3733. You can also Skype us at lrn.fm. And we'd love to hear from you about anything that's on your mind tonight. Now, Mark, Brian, and I, a couple of weeks ago, had a discussion that almost covered the entire show. It's pretty rare that we spend a whole show of Free Talk Live focusing on one issue. But a couple weeks ago, I think it was November 10th show, we actually focused on welfare and poverty almost for the whole entire episode. And we were talking a lot about, you know, why are people poor? Like, that's kind of what it came down to. It started with this chain letter that Mark got from supposedly a 21-year-old Republican female in Texas.
Turns out, not so much.
Turns out she was not young nor female, but she was Republican. And and she was saying, put me in charge, I'll get rid of welfare and get these women birth control and their tubes tied and so forth. And so we talked about that, and then we kind of talked about what are some of the reasons that contribute to poverty. And this is something that I find really interesting. And there was actually a piece, perfect timing, right, to go along with Free Talk Live. There was a piece that was kind of went viral that was published on Huffington Post, and it's called "This Is Why Poor People's Bad Decisions Make Perfect Sense." So I want to read that because this is just kind of a look at what somebody, one woman's life is like as a poor person, or was like as a poor person.
I want to know this because I'm constantly wanting to challenge the way that I think, and I'm of the opinion that there are plenty of people that are poor in this country because they make bad decisions. I want to hear, what she got to say.
So, okay, this is by the way, Linda Tirado. And she says, there's no way to structure this coherently. These are just kind of random observations that might help explain the mental processes. But often, I think that we look at the academic problems of poverty and have no idea of the why. We know the what and the how, and we can see systemic problems, but it's rare to have a poor person actually explain it on their own behalf. So this is me doing that, sort of. So then she starts out saying, rest is a luxury for the rich. I get up at 6 a.m., go to school, I have a full course load, and I only have to go to 2 in-person classes. Then I work, then I get the kids, then I pick up my husband, then I have a half hour to change and go to job 2. I get home from that at around 12:30 a.m., then I have the rest of my classes and work to tend to. I'm in bed by 3.
And getting up at 6?
And getting up at 6.
Well, I think that's awesome. I mean, she's not saying that's typical, is she?
She says, this isn't every day. I have 2 days off per week from each of my obligations. I use that time to clean the house and soothe Mr. Martini. I guess she means
drinking,
and see the kids for longer than an hour and catch up on schoolwork. Those nights I'm in bed by midnight, but if I go to bed too early, I won't be able to stay up the other nights because I'll mess my pattern up, and I drive an hour home from job number 2, so I can't afford to be sleepy. I never get a day off from work unless I am fairly sick. It doesn't leave you much room to think about what you're doing, only to attend to the next thing and the next. Planning isn't in the mix.
Well, I think that's I think
she's,
it's great.
So busy that she's.
I think it's great, but I do think it's atypical when it comes to poor people, at least the ones that I've hung out with, because, you know, I've seen a lot of drinking that goes on more than one night a week.
Mm. I think this is more geared towards sort of the working poor. You know what I mean? Like, people who have minimum wage jobs, and it's just hard to get out of that.
Most people, I'm sorry, there's a lot of not minimum wage jobs, people that are called minimum wage workers. I mean, it's really difficult to have a family be 25 and have a minimum wage job, and speak English and have a minimum wage job. I mean, the numbers don't really bear it out. Minimum wage seem to be for people who speak English poorly and are, you know, get their first one or two jobs.
Sure.
Yeah, well, do you think it's possible to be, this woman is...
Is it possible? Anything's possible, yes. She could have a horn growing out of her head.
Okay, so let me rephrase that. if you work at Wendy's, let's just say, yes, or McDonald's, you're going to be making $8 or $9 an
hour. Yeah, you're going to be close to minimum wage.
That may not be exactly minimum wage, but it's pretty close. And, you know, if you work 40 hours a week, you're going to make about $12,000 a year.
It isn't going to be great.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's pretty poor, right?
It is. It's not great. I would like to point out that it's my opinion that, you know, people that show up on time with a good attitude, ready to work, who focus on what they do, who work at those jobs, tend to be offered managerial positions relatively quickly.
Yeah, that's
true. Let's not act like a managerial job at a Wendy's is hitting the lottery. I don't want to make it sound like that at all.
Yeah. As I understand it, they don't get paid much more, but they do work more.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, but at that point, you know, this is how Wendy's decides whether or not you're going to be a district manager or, you know, a general manager, a district manager. Are you going to move up in the, you know, corporate structure within the company that owns that particular restaurant or whatever?
Yeah, I see your point. I mean, because even at a job like a Wendy's or a McDonald's, you can ride that pretty high, actually. I mean, and it may take quite a few years, but you could get to a point where you're actually making a pretty good check in comparison to just about anybody.
I knew a lady who was 32 who had started out at 7-Eleven, never left 7-Eleven, and just kept, and, you know, at this point had been basically, you know, she was managing several 7-Elevens working in the central office.
Yeah,
well,
and at that point, it's like 5 years of so-called paying your dues, though maybe working crappy shifts.
What job doesn't have that? What's college?
Yeah, I suppose.
4 years of paying your dues.
Right, but there's different ways to do that, you know.
I think that the biggest assets that you can bring to work, so far I'm unconvinced. I'd love to hear the other things she has to say.
Yep.
The biggest things that biggest assets you can bring to work are good attitude, showing up on time, and focusing on what you're doing. Pretend, you know, there's people in management that are looking at what you're doing, and if you look like you care, you're going to go much farther than if you look like you're just... You're checking your phone and that,
you know,
kind of thing.
I could have some compassion for somebody because it just doesn't seem like a fun job to sit there and to have a great attitude and have a smile on your face while you're serving flipping burgers. I mean, that just sounds hard.
I can have a lot of compassion for convicts because I met a lot of them that had crappy attitudes about what they did. But I can tell you that if you keep a good attitude about what you do as a prisoner, you're going to rise through the ranks. And I was the only prisoner, I was one of seven prisoners that was being paid money in a Florida state prison, and I was being paid the most, $75 a month, and I was happy to get it. That's not a lot of money, but I was pleased with my position, and things were going reasonably well. I can speak very clearly as to what it's like, knowing that if I don't get up and go to work the next day, I'm going to confinement and sitting for three or seven days in the hole. So,
yeah. I can understand.
Actions have consequences.
It sounds like what this woman's schedule is like, though, is not better than being in jail.
Three
hours of sleep per night.
Does she have children?
Yes.
Yeah, she has a couple.
She does.
Yeah, see, now.
But a lot of working
children, having children young is a, you know, it's going to make it harder to rise.
She gets into that.
I have compassion for pretty much everybody, really. And I have a hard time, like, how does not having kids and not, you know, at that point, I mean, maybe her story will bear this out, and not having already made, you know, like a certain amount of money to be able to have kids. My point being is, like, have yourself financially set before you have children. That's a pretty good idea. And to not do that, I can't help but say that that's not a bad decision.
And it's always an option not to have children.
Sure.
You don't have to. But she does get into that. Anyway, so that's actually the next thing in this article. When I got pregnant the first time, I was living in a weekly motel. I had a mini fridge with no freezer and a microwave. I was on WIC. I ate peanut butter from the jar and frozen burritos because they were 12 for $2. Had I had a stove, I couldn't have made beef burritos that cheaply. And I needed the meat. I was pregnant. I might not have had any prenatal care, but I am intelligent enough to eat protein and iron whilst knocked up. I know how to cook. I had to take home ec to graduate high school. Most people on my level didn't. Broccoli is intimidating. You have to have a working stove, pots, pans, and spices. And there's more about the Planned Parenthood and the subject of having kids here in a moment, but we'll reserve that for the next segment here on Free Talk Live. If you have thoughts, 855-450-3733 is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. Do poor people's decisions make sense? Tell us. It's Free Talk Live.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. With you tonight is Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us here on Free Talk Live and bring up anything that's on your mind. We are talking about poor people and do their decisions make sense from a self-described poor person. And she's talking about her lifestyle and why she makes the choices that she does. These so much, so often impugned choices of poor people. But anyway, you can call us at 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN call-in line. Or you can Skype us at lrn.fm.
When we talk about poverty in the United States, it's an entirely different conversation about what poverty is like in foreign countries, especially third world countries or what they call fourth world countries. Some of the one of the problems is the coffee you drink. If you're a coffee drinker, here's how the cycle of coffee goes. They have developed new coffee. Coffee is a crop that generally grows in the shade. It used to grow in the shade. That's where it's supposed to grow. They've developed new crops that grow well in the sun because you can more economically stick it into a particular, you know, into a smaller area. And that allows them to grow coffee more quickly and clear-cut trees and the whole thing. When you clear-cut the trees, you put the crops down, you know, in these, many of these mountainous areas, the topsoil washes away over a course of decades. And then they're not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to grow crops there anymore. So they've cut the trees down. You know, they've mortgaged their future for some, you know, a few decades of prosperity. What passes for prosperity? You drink the coffee. By the way, sun-grown coffee as opposed to shade-grown coffee also gives you that acid reflux thing going on. So those
really,
those of you that think you can't drink coffee because it makes your stomach bad, shade-grown coffee, it's fine for you. Also, coffee is very absorbent as far as a crop goes. So the pesticides, the herbicides, the lead and the fuel, that if they don't have unleaded gas in those countries, all that stuff can get into your coffee. So it causes, you know, health issues for you. But then you go and you write checks and donate to poor people in poor countries who can't feed themselves. And you wonder, why can't they do it? And it's all a big cycle. If you break, you can break that cycle today by signing up at coffee.freetalklive.com. They'll give you a free pound of coffee there, BuzzBox coffee, and you can try it out. It's shade-grown, organic, Arabica, and you know, fairly traded. And when they say fairly traded, what they mean is we're giving 100 microloans to these families so that they can buy in and have their own coffee farm, their own little co-op coffee farm, and that, you know, is shade grown and works with the environment, and it gives them a real opportunity to break the generational problem of poverty around the world.
Yeah, if you're skeptical about fair trade stuff, this sounds like something that's very different from
It's different from fair trade, but, you know, it falls under the category. By the way, most of that fair trade stuff, it only has to be 20% fair trade to be called fair trade. So the fair trade isn't even fair trade.
Wow.
coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound. You're going to have to pay shipping on it, but that's completely fair. It's delicious coffee. I'm sure you'll enjoy that. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. So back to this article from the Huffington Post by Linda Tirado, Why Poor People's Bad Decisions Make Perfect Sense. This is what she says, her title. So she was talking about cooking and nutrition, especially while pregnant, because she says when she got pregnant for the first time, she was living in a weekly motel with no freezer, but she did have a microwave, and she doesn't cook. Here's why. I know how to cook. I had to take home ec to graduate high school. Most people on my level didn't. Broccoli is intimidating. You have to have a working stove and pots and pans and spices, and you have to do the dishes no matter how tired you are or they'll attract bugs. It is a huge new skill for a lot of people. That's not great, but it is true. And if you mess it up, you could make your family sick. We have learned not to try.
Broccoli? Bugs?
Yeah, I'm kind of skeptical.
Cooking in general, I think this is true that you need to clean pots and pans.
Yeah.
There's a lot more dishes that need to be done with pots and pans and that kind of thing. But I think that most people in America are unsurprised why poor people eat badly. You know, when you're talking about, you go to the grocery
store. Next, actually. She says,
you go to the grocery store, there's a, you know, the cup of soup is 25 cents.
Yeah.
And a,
burritos were 12 for $2.
Right, 12 for $2. I'm just trying to, you know, there's lots of this, you know, processed food that's really inexpensive. And it's, you know, $3 or $4 a pound for vegetation and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, why would they get that? Right. We have learned, she says, not to try too hard to be middle class. It never works out well, and it always makes you feel worse for having tried and failed yet again.
I'm not sure what that means.
Better not to try. Well, by cooking, she says, don't try to cook. She said it makes more sense just to get food that you know will be palatable and cheap and that keeps well. Junk food is a pleasure that we are allowed to have. Why would we give it up? We have very few of them.
Okay.
Then she's talking about Planned Parenthood and having kids.
Well, you know, real quick on this. I mean, there's a solution to this. Even if you are in the most minimum wage job, in fact, go work at Wendy's, be the best damn worker you could possibly be there, and you can eat some of the best food on the planet. You know, I mean, Wendy's does offer some pretty healthy food, and you can eat it for free. You can even bring it home to your kids. I mean, I know plenty of, in the past, you know, I'm aware, there's managers that'll say, here, yeah, take whatever's, you know, left over at the end of the night or something. And you can there's solutions to this sort of thing. That doesn't, now I grant you that you got to be pretty good maybe to get to that level, and it may be difficult to do. But I mean, I hate it because I feel like I sound like I'm not being very empathetic at all, but there are answers to a lot of these, yeah. I think, that no one's being taught or told.
So even if you're in a crisis situation, you could potentially somehow deal with it.
Yep. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And there's ways to get...
It seems awfully hard, I have to say.
It does.
It seems awfully hard.
Anyway. Well, it's a crappy situation. And let's not forget that the vast majority of us start out with nothing. And...
Yep.
You know, I mean, I think that's a majority of people in the United States. You know, maybe mom and dad are there to help a little bit here and there, but, and that can make the difference, but.
Maybe mom and dad are poor too, and they had you at age 16 or whatever, you know.
Probably the biggest things we've determined at this point that one can do is try your very best not to get pregnant below the age of 21. Mm. And,
or without maybe a partner around.
Well, even, you know, even younger, as far as, it ain't great, a man and wife at age 18 is, you know, it's a tough road to hoe.
It's hard, yeah, definitely. So, she says, she's talking about that, actually. The closest Planned Parenthood to me, she says, is 3 hours away. That's a lot of money and gas. Lots of women can't afford that, and even if you live near one, you probably don't want to be seen coming in and out in a lot of areas. We are aware that we are not, quote, having kids. We are, quote, breeding. We have kids for much the same reasons that I imagine rich people do, urge to propagate and all. Nobody likes poor people procreating, but they judge abortion even harder. So she's talking about maybe the stigma of seeking birth control or abortions or...
Sure, but that's... Boy, that... Think about the kid for 2 seconds. You know, yep. You're bringing the kid into a poor world, and you're concerned about how you're going to look. Ouch.
It's hard to feel sympathetic for that one. I mean, access
most
to...
Most kids are poor. I mean, most kids are born into poor families. I mean,
sure, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, the reason you don't go... Like, I mean, it's one thing if you say, well, my religion doesn't allow me to do that. And I could believe that. You know, there's plenty of different denominations or different religions that say you can't have an abortion.
Prevention goes toward this too, though. I mean, maybe make sure that you don't get into a situation where you have to make a choice about whether to have an abortion.
Sure, but I mean, I know every public school by law is out there pushing, you know, that, you know, you can get an abortion here, here, and here. So, I mean, the information is getting pushed out there. And to not take it because you're worried about saving face.
Yeah. Or that it's 3 hours away, right? Like, if you're going to have a kid for the next 20 years for the rest of your life.
Yeah, exactly. 3 hours, 30 years.
You could take a 3-hour trip. Anyway, 855 450 free here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97.
only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us toll-free on the ProXPN call-in line at 855-450-3733 or on Skype at lrn.fm. And our website, freetalklive.com, has all kinds of good stuff there, including listen.freetalklive.com, where you can find all the different ways that you can listen to Free Talk Live. And that lists all of our radio affiliates, our internet streams. What else is on listen.freetalklive.com? A lot of stuff. Satellite
channels.
There's
those telephone numbers that you can call
And
listen to Free Talk Live or LRN.fm.
The listen lines.
The listen lines, yeah. Those are awesome because if you're someplace where, say, data is not as strong, your connection as far as a cell phone goes isn't as strong, a smartphone or whatever, you can still call the telephone number and listen that way. My car hooks up the cell phone and the radio together, like they just kind of Bluetoothy talk to each other and stuff. Mm. And so I can listen to, if I call that listen line, I can, in New Hampshire, crappy reception. So I can call the listen line and listen through the speakers that way. And it's really, really great.
Yeah, it's handy because even like a lot of cell phone plans have unlimited, talk and text, but then they don't have unlimited data, and you could just run that listen line all day long.
That's exactly
LRN.
Right. Yeah, just at listen.freetalklive.com. I like LRN.fm myself because I get to hear other shows besides Free Talk Live, and, I'm sitting here for Free Talk Live. I'd like to hear those shows.
You've got to get out of your little bubble sometimes, right?
And I love to hear the other things that other people say, right? They've got all kinds of different shows with different opinions on LRN.fm. They're all liberty-oriented, but, nonetheless.
Not getting out of the bubble too much, just enough so that you're out of Free Talk Live.
ForceFieldEnergy.com is a company that does LED lighting. Now, here's my prediction. In the future, people are going to want light. And that light is probably going to come from LED lighting. There are only a handful of companies out there that that do LED lighting installs for companies, big businesses, big box stores, or several chains of restaurants, or universities, hospitals, things like this. ForceFieldEnergy.com is one of them. They also have, a deal with the manufacturer, so they've got certain areas that are proprietarily theirs, which gives them a great advantage. Further than that, they've got a financing set up, which is liable to be copied some point in the future, but it's, at this point, they've got a really great deal for people to sign up. A business can save so much money with LED lighting that even if they get it financed, they still make money. So they're going to make money the very first day. They say they sign the contract with ForceFieldEnergy.com. They come, they put the LED lighting in, and they begin saving money immediately because there's so much savings in LED lighting. So that's why I believe Force Field Energy is going to be is going to rise in value. It's a publicly traded company, and you can find them with any brokerage account, FNRG. You can they're on NASDAQ and. You got to do your research because all investments have risk, but I think you're going to come to the same conclusion that I have, that Force Field Energy, FNRG, is a good company to buy. So take a look, Force Field Energy.
All right. We've been reading an article called Why Poor People's Bad Decisions Make Perfect Sense. This is by Linda Tirado in the Huffington Post. And continuing on, she's now this is actually very interesting because she starts to get into the banking system and the Patriot Act. So she says convenience food is just that, and we are not allowed many conveniences, especially since the Patriot Act passed. It's hard to get a bank account, but without one, you spend a lot of time figuring out where to cash a check and get money orders to pay bills. Most motels now have a no credit card, no room policy. She says she walked around San Francisco for 5 hours in the rain once with nearly $1,000 in cash on her and could not rent a room even if she gave them a $500 cash deposit and surrendered her cell phone to the desk to hold as surety. Now, that sounds hard to believe to me, but,
No, that is not hard to believe at all.
No?
No, that is not absolutely not hard to believe.
Okay.
I totally believe that.
I guess I haven't tried to pay for a hotel room with cash recently.
Yeah. You can pay for it with cash, but you got to give them a credit card ahead of time.
Or like some kind of ID. I mean, they want something.
And if you don't have it, then they start suspecting you and that kind of thing. So I totally believe her from that standpoint. Mm-hmm. Having a credit card isn't the easiest thing. Getting a bank account and putting a debit card, I absolutely, I have all kinds of empathy for her in this way. It's not easy.
Yeah, and, Walmart, I remember, was trying to get into banking services, and then they couldn't because some government agency.
Well, they got shut down, yeah. And they said, no, you can't do it, and they wanted them to go through.
You might help people and stuff.
Yeah, so from the poor to the very rich, mm-hmm. can't deal with the banking system. They can't.
It is really hard to do almost anything in banking. It's like, as long as you don't use your bank account, you can have one, basically. And cash is...
And you're scared to use it.
Oh, yeah.
If you get some kind of transfer or do some kind of business that's over $10,000, you're afraid that they're looking over your shoulder and deciding what you're going
to
do.
They have to report you, actually, to the Department of Justice or something as the suspicious activity reports.
I mean, some of this stuff is getting a little bit easier. There are options for where, with a smartphone, you can take pictures of a check and you can cash it that way through a prepaid
credit
card system.
But you have to have a bank account or some kind of account.
Well, you have to have the account in the first place.
Right, but if you use something like Bluebird, that's an account in and of itself, mm-hmm. to where you can deposit checks with that. Now you can say Bluebird.com or at Walmart. Walmart offers it. This is one of the ways that Walmart cheated the banking system was by joining up with Amex and making this Bluebird card. They can do that. Now you say, well, but how do you get the cell phone? There's companies out there now that are offering, you have to pay for the cell phone, and the cell phone's $50 to $100, but then they give you free data, free, talks, free text, whatever, 500 megs a month or something, something really small. But if you're really in that bad of a shape and you cannot get anything, there are options that exist now, thankfully, that are skirting a lot of these systems. But absolutely, it's ridiculous that you have to go out and find all these things to even be able to do that.
Right, yeah. Nobody, she says, gives enough thought to depression. You have to understand.
Oh, yeah.
You have to understand that we know that we will never not feel tired. We will never feel hopeful. We will never get a vacation, ever. I can relate to that.
Yeah, yeah,
definitely.
I'm there. I've got where she's coming from on that, and that can be really a hindrance in what she's
paralyzing you
referring to. I wasn't giving her a lot of room early on, but I get this part.
Yeah, we never know. She says we know that the very act of being poor guarantees that we will never not be poor. It doesn't give us.
I don't know if it guarantees that. I think in this country you can work hard and you can have a better life.
Oh, it's getting harder to do that.
It is getting harder and harder to do that. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, for one, that attitude that she's got doesn't help.
True. Yeah, true. I mean, I can see both sides on that, right? Like, it can really feel like kind of a death sentence or like a jail sentence. Like, you're always going to be poor if you have certain. If you get trapped in poverty, you feel really stuck there. It's not impossible to get out of it, but it is really hard, I have to say. Anyway.
I think that the key to it all is a good attitude and showing up to work on time. I mean, that's the best.
It sounds like that's what she's doing, even with 3 hours of sleep a night.
I'd love to take a look at this lady who's doing the right things for, you know, in 5 years and see where she's at. Mm-hmm. What does she call poor?
Eating burritos.
Remaining in the 99% because she can't have a yacht and a Learjet. Is that what she calls poor? Because I don't know.
She is going to college, but who knows how much debt she'll have from that, right?
Indeed.
And how did she get those college loans? Yeah. Anyway, she says,
what we're told in this country is you've got to go to college in order to be wealthy, and you know, it's not necessarily true.
It doesn't always help with that, right? In debt's a lot of people. She says, we know the very act of being poor guarantees that we will never not be poor. It doesn't give us much reason to improve ourselves. It's very discouraging, it sounds like, and she feels really discouraged. She says, we don't apply for jobs because we know we can't afford to look nice enough to hold them. I would make a super legal secretary, but I've been turned down more than once because I, quote, don't fit the image of the firm, which is a nice way of saying GTFO, POV, I guess. Poor person that's a slur or something. I've never heard that.
I've never heard POV either, but okay.
I am good enough to cook the food hidden away in the kitchen, but my boss won't make me a server because I don't, quote, fit the corporate image. I am not beautiful. I have missing teeth and skin that looks like it will when you live on B12 and coffee and nicotine and get no sleep. Beauty is a thing you get when you can afford it, and that's how you get the job that you need in order to be beautiful. There isn't much point trying, she says. 855-450-3733. Is this consistent with your experience? Tell us about. So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So, how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you may be able to squeeze your call in if you make it at 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. You can also Skype us at lrn.fm. Back to this article here, why poor people's bad decisions make perfect sense, says Linda Tirado. Now she's going to talk about healthcare a little bit. This is interesting. And smoking. Free, she says, only exists for rich people. It's great that there's a bowl of condoms at my school, but most poor people will never set foot on a college campus. We don't belong there. There's a clinic? Great. There's still a copay. We're not going. Besides, all they tell you at the clinic is that you need to see a specialist, which seriously might as well be located on Mars for how accessible it is. Low cost and sliding scale still sounds like money you have to spend to me, and they can't actually help you anyway. So sounds like she's got a pretty kind of defeatist mindset about that, you know. Doesn't think the clinic is going to be able to help. Even these so-called free, low-cost, or sliding-scale clinics. Which, you know, that's interesting, because there are actually a lot of people, a lot of rich doctors, right? A lot of doctors who really care about poor people, and they want to make healthcare accessible, and they bend over backwards to try to make it so that poor people have access to healthcare. And what I'm hearing here is, you know, these things may sound good, but they're really not working for people who actually need them.
You know, I mean, I believe that to be true. I think to some extent the fact that, so let me put on the cynical hat here for a second. She got a lot of donations through her PayPal account because of this article.
Sure.
And what if she knew that that was going to happen or had some idea that that might happen and therefore sort of skewed things to show how impossible it is to use these systems that progressives have set up already to help people? I mean, like, to some extent I hear... We need more socialist help because the socialist programs you set up to help don't help enough. And, you know, like the government solutions to these problems have been failing already. So, you know, I don't know what her bend is, but I know the Huffington Post tends to bend left.
Yep.
So I just don't know. I guess I'm left wondering about this generally.
I feel really mixed about this article, too. Just to get it clear, I mean, I know there were people saying that Brian and I are not actually voluntarists from a couple weeks ago. But, I mean, I don't agree with everything she said. You know, like, I'm not saying, oh, woe is her. Like, she's not responsible for
it. Yeah, there's parts of this that are really, like, very shallow reasons. And, like, I genuinely can't get over the fact of her stating that, look, hey, you know, you don't know what it's like for me to walk into an abortion clinic. I got to have this kid. What? You know, I mean, that is so... Quite frankly, that's heartless.
It's a short-term decision, and that's what she says. Poverty cuts off your long-term brain. You're just thinking short-term. That's what she says.
Yeah, and I mean, that doesn't make...
You know, I don't agree, you know, like... I can understand where she's coming from, right? Like, I don't agree with certain decisions like that, but I can see what she means. You know what I mean? Because it is a depressing and difficult situation to be
at. She's already missing teeth, has skin like, you know, she... doesn't get a lot of B12 or whatever. I mean, she's claiming that society already looks at her terribly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
missing teeth, I think, is going to really do it. I mean, a lot of judgments get passed down if you have sort of visibly missing teeth. And
yeah.
That's, you know, I'm sorry for that. Some people, like, have accidents and they bump their teeth and you know, those things. It happens.
Dental care is not a priority, especially when you really don't have a lot of money and it's expensive.
But this just doesn't, like, this really just doesn't fly, because she's admitting that people are looking at her, you know, in a way that's really not helpful. Mm-hmm. And so, but then she's worried about how people are going to look at her, and it's like, and she's come right out and admitting, you know, look, I'm not going to look the part to where I can hold down a good job or something. So
right,
then,
and these clinics, too, like the free clinics, I know for a fact, like, I've known doctors who have really tried, like, they go out of their way, they do free work to make sure that everybody can access healthcare, because they really believe in that socialist vision. I can't really describe it any other way.
No, you're right.
Everybody has access to healthcare, and she's basically saying, well, that's not good enough. It doesn't, she doesn't really give many suggestions about, well, how could they make it so that she could access healthcare, you know? And that she would want to have some access.
And I mean, another thing too, I know that's a big principle going around in healthcare, is that they're trying to tell people, you got to stop judging the people that walk in your door.
Mm-hmm.
This goes from the dentist's office to the hospital. In fact, that's how it is. But I don't know. This whole thing just really seems, the system holds a lot of people down.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
She's right about the Patriot Act.
Yep, I agree. All that is accurate. But there's just a lot here that just seems like reasons that really aren't good enough. And you could say that, you know, that she doesn't have, like, you know, maybe clear thinking on the matter. But some of this just seems so easy to consider that, no, this isn't a good idea.
So she's also saying, I smoke. This is an interesting paragraph. She says, I smoke. It's expensive. It's also the best option.
What's the best option?
She says, you see, I am always, always exhausted. It's a stimulant. When I'm too tired to walk one more
step... Coffee's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I think so, too. I can smoke and go for another hour. When I'm enraged and beaten down and incapable of accomplishing one more thing, I can smoke and feel a little better just for a minute. It's the only relaxation I'm allowed. It is not a good decision, but it's the only one that I have access to. It's the only thing I have found that keeps me from collapsing or exploding. Now, that sounds like a lot of rationalizations and excuses to me. I mean,
I agree. I have heard before that essentially smoking is a cheap, comparatively cheap little luxury that many poor people allow themselves, you know, sort of early on, and then, you know, at that point you're addicted. And once you're addicted, you'll say all kinds of things to continue doing your addiction.
Sure.
The fact is that it's very difficult for people in the middle class to see people in the poor class who are getting government subsidies. The people in the middle class feel they're paying for, and in many cases are paying for, smoking and drinking. It's very difficult for people in the middle class to see that and say, oh, yeah, that's fine. They just don't have very much, so they can have that kind of luxury. What they see is, look, you got enough money for beer and cigarettes. You got enough money to feed your kids. And that's what they see. And until the groups can kind of get together on these things, that's always going to be a great deal of contention there.
Or until the government stops transferring money from one group of people to the other, right? I mean,
I think everybody wants to help. I'm for voluntary sources of help, and I think that those work best. And there's a lot of the historical evidence and even modern-day evidence that voluntary help helps. If this lady didn't get things like WIC and other entitlement programs, she may very well come to the conclusion that cigarettes aren't worth it very quickly because there's no value to them. Mm-hmm. Yes, the stimulant thing, you can get your coffee or you can pinch yourself or whatever. That's a story you're telling yourself when it comes to cigarettes.
Yeah, I agree. Coffee.
Ex-smoker here.
Yes. She says, I make a lot of poor financial decisions. None of them matter in the long term. I will never not be poor, so what does it matter if I don't pay a thing and half this week instead of just one thing? Huh? If I don't pay a thing and a half this week instead of just one thing. I don't know what she's saying. So basically she says, what the hell does it matter if I buy something that
she's in debt?
Yeah.
So you know, paying off the more debt, it doesn't really matter.
Right. It's not like the sacrifice will result in improved circumstances. The thing holding me back isn't that I blew $5 at Wendy's. It's that now I have proven that I am a poor person, and that is all I ever am or ever will be, or that I am. It's not worth it to me to live a bleak life devoid of small pleasures, so that one day I can make a single large purchase.
And I think that this is true, that everybody needs entertainment, mm-hmm. right? That everybody needs to have that good feeling on a day-to-day basis as far as using their money and that kind of thing. What you need to be able to do is figure out, A, can you get your little benefits without paying money?
Mm.
And B, can you keep those things to a minimum? Can you budget them in? Because, you know, having a budget really matters. It really matters.
It does, yeah. Poverty, and the last thing I want to read, poverty is bleak and cuts off your long-term brain. It's why you see people with four different baby daddies instead of one. You grab a bit of connection wherever you can to survive. You have no idea how strong the pull to feel worthwhile is. It's more basic than food. You go to these people who make you feel lovely for an hour that one time, and that's all you get. You're probably not compatible with them in the long term. I'm not asking for sympathy, I'm just trying to explain on a human level how it is that people make what look from the outside like awful decisions. So, there you go, that was very interesting. I wish we had more time to discuss, but we are out of time for this evening. It's been me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can visit our website at freetalklive.com. And they'll be back tomorrow night with more Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.